We believe that because we pray together, our work is blessed by God. Archbishop Murray sat forward in his chair and indicated to Catherine that she do the same. Then, in the gentlest of a whisper, he inquired, "Have you considered what the future holds for you and your group of young ladies? If anything should happen to you, what happens to them? And what about this wonderful work of mercy? If you want this work to continue, we must give it stability. I realize that you never considered becoming a nun, that this was never in your plan. But it looks very much like it's in God's plan." Catherine was completely taken by surprise. She was stunned. Her God was daring her once more, and as in the past, she responded, "I must carefully consider all you have said, Your Grace. What God has planned for us and for this house of mercy is what matters. I will put all of this before my associates, and we will trust in God and our Blessed Mother. Your response has pleased me greatly," the Archbishop replied, breathing a deep sigh of relief, which he made no effort to conceal. Catherine Macaulay was, he thought to himself, a darling, daring woman of faith. Catherine stood up gracefully from her chair to answer the tap on the parlour door. Elizabeth Harley, one of the latest young ladies to arrive in Baggot Street, stood outside carrying a tray with a pot of tea and some hot, freshly baked scones. "Ah, Sister Elizabeth, dear, just what both the Archbishop and I need at this moment, a good cup of tea." Convent of Mercy. The First Sisters of Mercy. Catherine prayed that God would take from her heart all painful anxiety as she prepared to meet with her associates. When she told them about the feelings of Archbishop Murray and his concern for the future, they all agreed that if this was what God wanted, they would say yes. All they wanted to do was love God and love the poor. That seemed to be what God was asking of them. And now, if they had to go a step further and become nuns, they would do that too. The Archbishop agreed that they would continue going out to visit the poor, unlike the other nuns in the city. Catherine was delighted with this, and with her little group of beautiful young women, so full of joy. This joy was a real gift from God. Catherine knew nothing about religious life, so if a new order was to begin, she would have to learn about it. Archbishop Murray helped in making arrangements for Catherine, Anna Maria Doyle, and Elizabeth Harley to go to the Presentation Convent in George's Hill, Dublin. There, they would learn the ways of religious life and about the commitment they hoped to make at the end of their novitiate. On September the 8th, Our Lady's Birthday, 1830, Catherine, now 52 years of age, left Baggot Street and her beloved House of Mercy to spend the next 15 months as a novice in training. Her heart was torn in two. The last thing she wanted was to leave her little orphans behind. What would she do without her poor friends, nieces and nephews, not to mention her dear associates? She knew the work would continue, but she was sad at the thought of leaving so much behind. Of course, she had Anna Maria and Elizabeth with her, and they would all support each other. Catherine knew that these months would be special where God was concerned. She realized that their friendship and love would grow. She realized that during the months ahead, no matter how difficult it would be, God would give her the strength and the courage for whatever the future would bring. She trusted, as in times past, and was confident that her God and Our Blessed Lady would be there.